Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
People
from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you. From generation to generation, we worship you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. We worship you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you.
My pain is healed in his name. spread out the skies over empty space. You said that there be light to a dark and formless world. Your light is born. You spread out your arms over empty hearts. Said that there be light to a dark and hopeless world. Your son is born. Made the world and saw that it was good. You sent your only son, for you are
majestic your whispers, how humble your love, with a strength like no other, and the heart of a father. How majestic your whispers of how great
majestic your whispers. How humble your love, with the strength like no other, and the heart of a father. How majestic your whispers. Majestic your whispers. What a wonderful
compares to the promise. this song where it says, mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. And then in scripture it says, even the rocks will cry out. If we don't praise his name, even the rocks will cry out. So someone, somewhere is always praising God.
Shout to the Lord of the earth that has seen power and majesty. Praise to the King. Oh, mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name.
Come on.
I sing for joy.
As a church right now to not let the rocks outcry your name. God, we choose to be a church, God, that screams louder than the rocks, that bows lower than the mountains, God, that roars wilder than the wildest seas. God, we want to be a people, Lord, that praise your name. God, that our lives worship your name. God, that when we walk out of this church, God, our lives bring you glory. God, even as the rocks just in their life bring you glory, just in their being bring you glory. God, in our beings, we want to bring you glory.
King of glory coming on the clouds with fire. The whole earth shakes, the whole earth shakes. I see his love and mercy washing over all.
I am for your kingdom's cause. As I walk from earth into eternity,
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Lord Jesus, Lord God, we just ask right now that you would truly break our heart for what breaks yours. Come on, church, just begin to ask the Holy Spirit to just do this in your life. Could there be something more important than that we would have the heartbeat of the Father? Lord God, I just pray right now you would truly just break my heart for what breaks your heart, God. That I could truly just love the way that you love, Lord God. I can't even love you without you first loving me, without you putting love in my heart, without you drawing me. Come on, begin to cast your love on the Lord. Thank him for choosing you, for loving you, for calling you. Ask him to break your heart for what's on his heart. Souls are on his heart, church. Broken and dying people are on his heart. God, break my heart for these things. God, let me love to your capacity, God. Let me love with just an ounce of your love, God. You're so worthy. You're so worthy of our praise, Lord Jesus. Thank you for dying for my sin. Thank you for transforming my life. Thank you for by your grace, God, that I am saved and I don't have to work for it, God. That I'm just saved because of what you did for me, Jesus. God, I don't ever want to underestimate how powerful that is in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated, church.
Is this, there we go. Whoa. Surprise. The Lord has shown that this morning he has gifts that he wants to pour out over this congregation. There are some things to be done with. There are some things to clear up from our lives first. He is waiting on your activity, on your walk of faith, your act of faith. And then he comes pouring down.
I'm not as short as her. The Lord showed me, boy, it's loud. The Lord showed me a pond. And in the spirit, I could see this pond. This pond was not alive. Well, maybe the things in it were alive, but it was like a sludge pond. I don't know if you guys know what a sludge pond is, but when they drill and stuff into the ground, they need to have a pond that they put all the debris and all the yucky stuff in. And the Lord began to show me that there were people in this congregation this morning that had been drinking drinking from that sludge pond. And they had thought that they were drinking from the water of life, because that was the only thing they could see. And the Lord began to show me that there are people that need to have their eyes open, that they're drinking from something that is causing sickness and illness inside of them in their spirit. Hey, but God wants you to drink from the water of life this morning. Be a partaker of Jesus Christ. Allow the fountain of living water, allow that to be the place that you partake of. There is going to be some things that you're going to have to switch in your life so that you can partake. I don't believe that this was only for the unsaved. I believe it was for saved people in this room. Hey! That you need to turn your eyes away from the things that you've been allowing your eyes to see, allowing yourself to partake from, and you need to partake from the water of life. Because your illness inside is caused because you're drinking from the wrong water. You need the water of life.
Lord, we just respond. Lord, we want to drink from the water of life. God, I pray that you would open our eyes. Come on, church, pray with me, not just me. I don't want to be someone who's drinking out of the wrong well. Amen. We don't want to be drinking poison. So let's just ask the Holy Spirit in your heart, Lord Jesus, open my eyes, lift the scales from my eyes, that I could see if I am drinking from a well that is unhealthy, Lord, from a relationship that's unhealthy, if it's a person or if it's a ministry. Lord God, we pray that you would open our eyes, that we could drink only from the wellspring of life that is the Lord Jesus. Lord, you say if we eat of you, we will have eternal life. Lord, if we eat of your flesh and drink of your blood, Lord Jesus. Lord, if we eat just daily of you, Lord God, you will sustain our life. If we take a drink from your water, it will last and we'll thirst no more. So Jesus, we want that kind of living water. Lord, we want to eat of your word and from your spirit, Lord God. But we don't want any poison in our well. So God, expose it. I pray right now over this church that you would expose any places where there are poison, where there's poison, where there is this unhealthy source coming in. God, I pray that you would just bind that up and you would just move it out. Lord, that you would remove it from our church. God, we love you. Lord, we want to be truly just in the center of your will, Lord God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, church. It's good. It's good. Hey, we're just going to really quickly right now, we're just going to take up our tithes and offerings. And I'm not going to give you a big speech or talk about it. Amen. Sometimes that's good. But you're God's people and you know how to give. You know what your tithe is. It's your 10%. You know that if you're going to give above that, it's your offering. And God calls us to give faithfully. Amen. And I believe it's a part of our worship. So we like to do this in worship. So if you would stand with me. If you would stand with me, church, we're going to continue to worship while we give of our tithes and offerings. And we're going to be joyful, glad, joyful givers, amen? Thankful that we have jobs. Before we do that, I want to pray over your life and over your businesses, over your families, and ask for God's blessing. Our prophet Ron Duke has been saying, he said it in the prayer room, which I encourage you to get to at 9:45, that we need to declare God's promises over our life more intentionally. And I'm just going to do that over our finances and over our ministries right now as we faithfully give. Amen. So if you want a blessing, go ahead and lift your hands. And I'm going to pray for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I just speak blessing and favor over our church, over every business, over every job, over every person. In the name of Jesus, I speak prosperity, life, faith, godliness, happiness, joy, peace in the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. And I just speak right now, financial increase in the name of Jesus, job promotions in Jesus' name. Stretching and growing and growth of influence and in ministry in the marketplace. God, in the political arena. Lord, in education, we just pray right now for increase in our body, that our influence would grow out in the world, God. That is where the field is. That is where the work is. That is where real ministry is. And that is where we are and where we are going, God. And I pray right now you'd increase our influence and our fruitfulness in the world right now, God. Bless your church. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. I love you today. Come and give as we worship.
Stillness, I know that you are God. In the secret of your presence, I know there I am restored. So when you
Thank you, Lord.